Thank you all for coming back for another podcast. Matt Amelian here with your favorite all-time walk-on Oklahoma State basketball player, Nolan Cox. Nolan, how are you, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I think we might have our best podcast guest of the year coming up tonight.
It's gonna be interesting.
It really is. We're gonna grill her pretty hard. I would like to introduce. Well, let me say this. Everybody might think that Pistols Guy should deserve the credit for all the work, he does for the blog. And at times we joke about how we deserve a lot of the credit, but I think most of the credit probably goes to the brains and the family over there. I'd like to introduce to everybody Mrs. Pistols, Jen Porter. Hi, Jen.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. I want to start off by saying this. Lindsay and I, my wife, we're very passionate. We're involved in some ministry stuff with an organization that focuses on awesome marriages. One thing that we talk a lot about is speaking highly about your spouse to other people when your spouse is present or not present. I would like to completely disregard that tonight. We want to expose Pistols Boy. We're really curious what it's like to live with a celebrity such as himself.
Okay, celebrity is probably a very liberal term, but it does have its challenges. It's a lot of fun. So the other day, this is something you probably wouldn't tell anyone on the podcast or on the blog, but the other day he got home, he rides the train to work, and he got home and he said, "So I was on the train this morning, and I just, you can feel when people are staring at you." And I thought, oh my gosh, who is this person? And so he said, this guy was staring at me, and I look up, and this guy says, "Are you Pistols Guy?" And I was like, oh my gosh. So it's his guy. He says, "I read your blog every day." And Kyle was like, what? And it turns out this guy went to Oklahoma State and also commutes via the train into downtown Dallas. And was on the same train as Kyle and saw him on there and recognized him. And so we got a lot of laughs out of that one. But he and his wife actually they own a house in the neighborhood that we just bought a house in. So we might actually be friends with them, which is crazy. But, yeah, it's fun. It's I don't know. Celebrity is probably too liberal term, like I said. But it's fun.
So kind of funny you mentioned that he would never mention something like that to anyone, because he told me about it probably within a half hour of it happening.
Yeah, I think it was part of a group email that we got.
He sent out a mass email mailing list and said, "Hey, guys, you'll never guess what happened to me today."
So he doesn't view himself as a celebrity at all.
I know it's sweet that you want to think he's humble, but he was very excited, I'm sure, to tell all of us that. So I'm sure we're just waiting on the posts for that to come up here in the future.
Right.
You just wait till some people start interrupting you guys at dinner and want to take pictures. I know we're a little curious about how difficult it is to fight off the paparazzi.
So whenever I was coming on the podcast, I told him how nervous I was, and he said he made sure to mention to me that he has 15,000 regular readers. And I told him that I was trying to compare that to The Bachelorette and how many viewers there are and how nervous I would be if I was her. So this makes it a lot easier.
Right. Anytime you can compare your life to The Bachelorette, you're doing something right.
Here's a good one. You want to start this off, Nolan? We were kind of curious about her favorite football player.
Yeah, do you want to go football first?
Yeah, go football.
Okay, favorite OSU football player of all time, JP, go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I only can remember a handful. I'll say Barry Sanders.
Wow.
Really?
I thought she was going to say
I know nothing about
Hunter him. For some reason.
What was that award that Barry Sanders won?
Oh, the Heisman.
Hey, there you go.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I know something about it.
Do you know your husband can name every Heisman probably like to back to 1960? I don't know if that's something that you should be proud of.
Wasted knowledge. I know. I should be proud.
It is great road trip entertainment.
It is.
All right, how about favorite OSU basketball player?
Um,
Wow, again, I'm sitting
now,
right
here. I
remember
here. I hand you. No one talks. Everybody.
Gosh. Wow, thank you. I'm flattered. And there was no hesitation or either, so it was genuine.
Well, you know Desmond Mason and James Anderson are listening, so she didn't want to just, you know, completely rule them out. She wanted, you know, had to think about it.
Right.
I had to think about it. But I'll say no one. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do your favorite baseball player of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Am I with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'll say... Oh, my gosh. Okay, I know a guy, and his name is, Robin Ventura.
Wow. I would have guessed that you would have gone with Pistols guy on that one, but I guess,
you know a guy.
You're married to a guy who...
Yeah, I'm forget about that one.
Ooh.
Wow.
Kyle, your baseball playing career at Oklahoma State was very memorable. Did you guys know each other at that point?
No, we did not.
All right, but you didn't know Robin Ventura either. You still knew Kyle played. We kind of set you up for that one. We could really care less who your favorite football player was.
I definitely knew before Robin Ventura. That's right.
I'm with you. Robin's also my favorite OSU baseball player. Hey, no one told me about a deal, and I want to know what Jen knows about this, about his competitiveness. The FIFA story, Nolan?
Yeah.
The FIFA story?
What's the most heated you've ever seen Kyle get in a competitive situation?
Well, there was a time in our relationship when we had to not play board games with anyone because I would get so competitive that it wasn't fun for anyone. So if he would lose, he would claim that someone else cheated, and then he'd get really upset. And so we would either have to pray really hard before we go over to people's houses to play board games, or we would just not play at all.
Yeah, so banana rinse is pretty cutthroat.
Right.
I don't know if this is pod worthy, but my family's playing banana grams, and my grandma, sweet old lady, was sitting behind me trying to help me out. She was looking at my letters, and she suggested, she goes, oh, play boner. And I just looked at her, and we just started dying, and she didn't know the current definition of that word. She was referring it to as like a mess up or a goof up or something like that. I guess that's the term decades ago. But I have played board games with you guys, and it was quite frustrating because – I can't remember the name of the game, but you guys kept beating us, and there was accusations of cheating as well.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was Buzzword.
Buzzword, yeah. I love that game, but it frustrated me, and I didn't want to play it anymore after that.
I will say I do want to brag on him. He's gotten so much better, and we can actually play board games freely and as often as we like now because he's gotten a lot better.
Huh. Well, I hope he's gotten better, because when I lived with him in college, if you want to hear a quick story, if you guys have the time,
yeah.
We used to play a little game called FIFA 2009, I believe it was at the time. It was 2007, I can't remember. But we used to play, and I was always Cameroon, so I could be seen Mulatto, and he would always choose Portugal. And there was a game where we went to extra time, and... he scored in overtime, and then I countered with two goals. One of them was in the 123rd minute, and this is during finals week, mind you. And Kyle threw his PlayStation controller at the TV, which we were borrowing from Nick Donner, by the way, and stormed out of the room and didn't talk to me till I don't think it was Thursday when his finals were over. Like, that was it. He locked himself in his room, and it was just studying from there on out. So it was maybe a curse and a blessing.
Oh, yeah, those are probably some low points in
his
game for years.
That's a low point in our friendship, too. But, yeah, it's gotten better, so I'll give him that. What's the most embarrassing story you have of Kyle? I could probably fire off five or six off the top of my head, so I know you've got one or two. Okay, let's start with you, Matt. How about you? What's the number one that you've got?
For Kyle?
Yeah.
We took our road trip, me, him, and Q. Congratulations to Q, by the way, on his his wife is pregnant. But on our road trip down to Gainesville to catch a Florida game, I was in the driver's seat. Kyle was driving, I think, and Quay was in the back seat. We were trying to talk. We were talking about music, and Kyle, Miley Cyrus came on from his iPod, and I just kind of looked at him, and I was like, Miley Cyrus? And then all of a sudden, Q's like, oh, I've got some too. And they started going back and forth, and we're sitting here on a man trip to a football game, and they started having a competition about who had more Miley Cyrus. I think it was Miley Cyrus. Songs on their iPod. And, like, I think, I don't remember who won, but it was, like, 49 to 47. And I was just sitting there the whole time in my head going, we're on a guy trip to a football game, and these guys are arguing about who has more, who likes Hannah Montana more. That would probably be for me. He's not embarrassed about that. I think he's very proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really blame him there, to be honest. I've got quite a bit of that myself, but,
I found out that I was in the minority because other.
Yeah, you are, and you can.
Maddie,
ask...
I'm proud of you for that. I'm on your team. I'm Team Maddie.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Jen.
I've got one. A similar football road trip story. This is the awful game that we went to. We played Georgia in Athens. I think it was my sophomore year, 07, I believe. And Bobby Reed is still at the helm under center. And so we went. We're going down through Birmingham, driving my family's Suburban, eight of us in the Suburban, and no, there's seven at the time. And we go through Birmingham to pick up Ryan Oss, who's another college friend of ours. And he was a class. He had grad school classes at UAB, had a few roommates there that we had never met. We never met any of these guys except for Oss. And Oss was like, you know, you guys drive all night. You can get in, take a nap in our, you know, just whatever beds, couches you can find. No big deal. My roommates know you're coming. So it's all good. So we get in there and there's seven of us. We are just dead tired. We've been driving all night from Stillwater. So we all just crash on whatever beds we could find. There's I think three beds and a couch in that house. So two of us in each of the beds, just one in the couch napping. And before Oss gets home, his roommates come back and Oss had forgotten to tell his roommates that we would be there, who we were or what the deal was. So his two roommates get back to a bunch of dudes sleeping in their beds, taking naps. And, it was a kind of an awkward, thing to wake up to and an awkward thing to come home to for them. So that was probably, that's one of my most embarrassing stories too, because I was part of that, but that was, up there for me.
Maybe Kyle's a good cuddler.
I don't remember where I bunked with, to be honest, but even if
I probably know more than I would.
Yeah, right. And we did, never mind. We did share a basement together. Beds were on the opposite sides of the room.
I mean, stop where you're at.
I know. There's coming back from this one. Goodness.
So no stories, Jen, huh? Nothing embarrassing that's coming to your mind. I haven't spent near as much time with him as you have, and I
have one. I just put myself under the bus in that last one. You got to give us something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't have any, like, embarrassing moments, but this is kind of embarrassing. So one of the favorite things that he has that he loves to wear around the house and, like, to mow the yard and do everything in is this yellow tank top that he bought at Goodwill. And so he, like, wears it all the time. Like, I have to steal it to wash it because he loves to wear it, especially in the summer. And it's actually a woman's tank top. It was made by Kathy Ireland. And he wears it every day. He loves it. Also, something else is that he's completely tone deaf, but he still loves to sing, like, you know, Adele songs or Call Me Maybe. He just loves to sing, but he is totally tone deaf. Those are crazy things.
Suns out, guns out, bro.
It's weird as if I ever hear or watch one of those, you know, videos of somebody reenacting Call Me Maybe, I get it in my head and I'm singing it and Lindsay's looking at me like, who did I marry? But I think we're going to need, we definitely need you to get us a picture of Pistols Boy in that yellow tank top.
Yes.
That is a must. Well, you're around him all the time, so that's, don't see what you can do. We really need you to pull through for us.
He's wearing it right now, so it won't make
sense. I was going to ask you what his worst habit is around the house, but that might be just as good. Unless, yeah. Unless he has any, you know, kind of bad habits that you're like, it bugs me when he does this.
I've got one. He always, if there's one cookie left, he always eats half of it, knowing that nobody will touch a half a cookie and that he will, won't feel guilty for being like, oh, I just took half of the last cookie. I didn't eat, take the whole one. And then it'll get kind of old and he'll eat the rest of it because he knows that nobody's going to eat it at that point.
Nolan, it's so true. So I will make an entire like batch of cookies and I'll put them on one plate and he will pick at them thinking that he's only eating half a cookie, but he's eating half a cookie like every 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden the whole plate will be gone and he'll still think that he didn't eat that much. That's something that he loves to do.
How about this? Fill in this blank for me or finish my sentence. Pistols guy would be embarrassed if his followers knew he liked.
Bud Light Lime.
See, I don't like it, but I don't know if I'd be embarrassed about it. You giggled when I asked, so don't hold something back.
The Gilmore Girls.
Oh my goodness.
Loves them.
Wow.
Okay, Jen, we appreciate you sharing everything about Pistols Guy, and hopefully we'll definitely have you back on in the future because I know there's going to be more, and there's definitely going to be some stories during football season. I'm going to run down our schedule for this fall, and you just tell me win or loss. Don't even think about it. Just say what you first think, all right?
Got it.
Versus Savannah State.
Win.
At Arizona.
Win.
Verse, that's a good call. Verse Louisiana Lafayette.
Win.
Texas.
Lose.
At Kansas.
Lose.
Goodness.
That's a bad guess.
We're talking about football, Jim.
Yeah, are the Morris twins playing?
My goodness. All right. Verse Iowa State.
Win.
There you go. Versus TCU.
Lose.
At Kansas State.
I'm scared. Lose.
Okay. Versus West Virginia.
I'll say win.
All right. Versus Texas Tech.
Win.
At OU.
Lose.
And at Baylor.
Win.
All right. So Jen's got us at 7-5. Not really too far out there, but I think the loss at Kansas is a little shocking.
Pretty shocking, you're right. Maybe I'm on Big Monday, but
But everything else, I can see us losing. I agree with you on some of them. So, but thank you, Jen. That was a lot of fun. We'll definitely have you back on again. So we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
Absolutely. Nolan, thank you as well. Everybody else, we'll talk to you guys again soon. Thanks for joining us.